Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbort with today's shiur. Here is Hilchos Maasei HaKorbanos, the Laws of the Sacrificial Procedures, Chapter 11, which contains 9 halachas. Halacha Aleph, Kol ha'oichel b'sayis mi'b'sar ha'oilo, anyone who eats a kezayis, an olive's size, of the meat of an ola, you remember, the burnt offering is to be burnt on the altar, regardless of whether he eats it before the blood was sprinkled, in which case no meat of any sacrifice may be eaten, or even after the blood has been sprinkled, like he has transgressed a negative commandment and he receives malchus. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, you may not eat within your gates, within your territory, maser de goncho, the one-tenth, the maser of your grain, the tiroishcho, or of your wine, the yitarecho, of your oil, the goyme v'chol nedarecho, and continuing now, you may not eat v'chol nedarecho, or any sacrifice that was brought voluntarily, ashetidor, which you will voluntarily bring, mipi ashmu alamdu, and by oral tradition we learn, shazu azhara, that this law comes also to include la'oichel b'sar ha'ola, that anyone who eats the meat of an ola receives malchus. Halacha beis, v'chelbo b'sara v'solta, v'chelba and the fats that are to be burnt on the altar, u'v'sara and its meat, v'solta v'shamna and the flour and the oil, the yayin and the wine, shamesacheho of the wine offering, chamishosan mitzarfam l'kizayis. All these five are combined, they are considered ola, and they all combine to eat a kezayis. That is, if he ate less than a kezayis from each of these, and the total amount was a kezayis, he receives malchus, because it's all considered one prohibition of eating the ola. Halacha gimel, v'chein ha'ichel kezayis mikol ha'emurim, and so also one who eats a kezayis, an olive's worth, of all of the fats put together, bein lifnei zrika, bein liacha zrika, regardless of whether he ate them before the blood was sprinkled, in which case no sacrifice may be eaten, even the meat may not be eaten, and of any sacrifice, or after the blood was sprinkled, ben koyin, ben yisrael, regardless of whether he was a koyin or whether he was a non-koyin, loika, he receives malchus. Shoheimurim, kolula, mizbeach, kechol hoila, because the same rule applies here. The hoheimurim, here we mean not specifically an ola, but even any sacrifice, the emurim kolila mizbeach, they're entirely to be burnt on the altar, kechol ha'ila, like the entire meat of a burnt offering. V'harinem abimimchas kehanim, and so also we have a posuk at minchas kehanim, at a flower offering that was offered by a kohen, kolul tiyet, shall be completely burned, loy teyochil, it may not be eaten. From this we learn, kol shehu kolila mizbeach, anything that has to be entirely burnt on the altar, achilosei beloisase, the eating of that is a negative commandment, veloikin olav the kezayis, and one receives malchus if one ate a kezayis and olives the size of it. V'chein ha'oichel kezayis mibsar chatois hanisrofis, and so also one who ate a kezayis, a olive size of the meat of a chatos that is burnt, even though this is not burnt on the altar, that's outside of Yerushalayim, loike, he receives malchus, shenema, because the Pasuk says, v'chol chatas asha yuva midoma, there's a separate negative commandment here that says, any chatas whose blood shall be brought el oyel moyed, inside the oyel moyed, that means inside the heichol, v'goyim eloite yochel, it may not be eaten, bo'esh tisare, if it shall be burnt by fire. So, and all of the burnt oil, chatois, the burnt sin offerings, the blood is brought to be sprinkled on the golden altar inside the heichal, and in some cases it's sprinkled also in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in either of these cases, since the blood is brought inside, the meat may not be eaten, it's a negative commandment, and one receives malchus for that. Halochet dalet, kol ha'ichel gezayis mibsar ha'kodshim, anyone who eats an olive size of the meat of kochim, of sanctified sacrifices, afilu kochim kalim, even if they were the less holy sacrifices, koidim zrikas adam, and he ate it before the blood was sprinkled on the altar, loike, he receives malchus shenema, because the pasuk says, loisucha lechel b'sherecha, the same pasuk that we learned before, you may not eat within your gates, masa degoncha v'tiroishcha v'tarecha, the maaser of your grain and your wine and your oil, v'nidvaisecha, and your voluntary offerings, kalayma, that means loisucha lechil, nidvaisecha, you may not eat your offerings, v'shiarecha, in your, within your gates, koidem shezoikim damam b'shari hamokim, you may not eat them in your territory before the blood has been sprinkled in God's territory. M'pi ha'shmua lamdu, so that means you may not eat it yourself before the blood that goes on the altar has been sprinkled. M'pi ha'shmua lamdu, by oral tradition we have also learned shezu asara loichel toidoi shlamim, that this is a prohibition against eating the toidah, the thanksgiving offering, like shlamim, or the peace offering, that is the less holy offering, koidim zikas damim, before the blood was sprinkled, v'adin l'shar kachin, and so the same law would apply also to any other sacrifices, ben kalim, ben chamurim, the less holy or the more holy sacrifices, the same law applies. V'shisha dvarim shebat toidah, and the six things, the six separate items that we have in a toidah, in a thanksgiving offering, shehem ha-chelev, that the chelev, the fats which are burnt on the altar, ha-bosar, and the meat which is to be eaten, va-soilet, and the flour of the accompanying offering, va-hashemen, and the oil, va-hayayin, and the wine, va-halechem, and the bread that accompanies it, kula mitzar from little kizayis. All of them, even though they're six separate items, they all add up to, it's all one prohibition, and so they all add up to a kizayis. Anyone who eats a kizayis, an olive size, of the most of the meat of the most holy offerings, which may be eaten only in the Azara, he eats it chutz la'azara, outside the Azara, loike, he receives malchus. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, and here again it's the same pasuk, loisucha lechel b'sharecha, you may not eat within your gates, in other words, within your territory, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, matzah d'goncha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha, or bechayres bekarcha v'tzeinecha, the firstborn of your cattle and your sheep, v'pi ha'shmua lomdu, oral tradition teaches us, shezu azhara, that this is a prohibition, lo'ichel nebsachatez v'asham is chutz lazar, the prohibition against eating the meat of chatas and osham outside of the courtyard, v'adin lo'ichel kochim kalim chutz l'yushalayim, and the same rule applies to one who eats kochim kalim, less holy offerings outside the gate in which they're permitted, that means outside of Yerushalayim, shehu loike. In any of these cases, he receives malchus, shechoymas Yerushalayim lekachim kalim, because with respect to less holy offerings, the wall of Yerushalayim has the same effect as kechoymas hoazara lekachim kachim, as the wall of the courtyard has with respect to most holy sacrifices. That is, most holy sacrifices outside the wall of the Azara carry a penalty of Malkus, less holy sacrifices outside the wall of Yerushalayim similarly carry a penalty of Malkus. V'echad b'sachatas v'osam o'ishiri menochas, and the same rule applies, even though the Pasuk says chatas and osham, the same rule applies to shiri menochas, it applies to the remainder of the flower offering. If they're eaten outside the courtyard, it carries a penalty of Malkus. Haloch evov b'sar kochi kochim sheyotzu chutz l'choymes o'azara, meat of the most holy sacrifices that was taken outside of the wall of the courtyard, ubsar kochim kalim sheyotza chutz l'choymas Yerushalayim, or meat of the less holy sacrifices that was taken outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, nifsal, it has become disqualified, v'nesal yoylam, and it remains forbidden forever, v'apal pisha chozal l'mekoyma, even though it was taken back into the place where it could have been eaten, osal ochlay, it nevertheless remains forbidden to be eaten. And anyone who eats an olive size of this that was taken outside of its proper place, even though it was brought back, loike, receives malchus shenemar, as the pasuk says, ubosa basode terefa loisechelu, meat that was torn apart upon the field, you may not eat. And just like meat, trefa, that was torn from the animal, from its proper place in the animal, may not be eaten. Kevin sheyotza bosa chutz lemechitzase, we learn that any case where meat has come out, been taken out from its proper place, nasa ketreifa, it has the same rule as treifa. K'may shebiarnu b'hilchus macholas asuris, the rules of treifa, which we learned in hilchus macholas asuris. Halocha zayin, nichnas besar kochim kalim leheichol, hareze kosher, if the meat of kochim kalim was taken inside the heichol, hareze kosher, and in fact it may even be eaten there, as we learned. Halocha ches, zor sheochol kizayis, mibsar kochim bo azoro, achazirikas damim, azar, a non-koyhein, who ate a kezayis worth of the meat of kochi kochim, of most holy sacrifices, even though he ate it bazara, he ate it inside the azara, where kehanim may eat it, achazirikas damim, after the blood was sprinkled, when kehanim may eat it, loike. Nevertheless, since he's not a koyhein, he receives malchus, shenema, because the pasuk says, v'ochlu eisam, ashakupa bohem. Those who caused the atonement shall eat it. And a stranger, one who is not a kohen, lo yoichal. The mokim shal kohen yoichal, wherever it's specified that a kohen has to eat it, and at a time that it may be eaten, and nevertheless, if there, at that place and that time, and non kohen ate it, lo yoichal, he receives malchus. Avalim ochal hazar, besar kochi kochim bachut. But if one who was not a kohen ate the meat of kochi kochim outside the azara, loike mishamoich lambachutz, he receives malchus for eating it outside the azara, just as a kohen would receive. Loi misham zar shochel kodesh, but he does not receive malchus because of the prohibition of a non-kohen eating most holy sacrifices. Shareyenam ruim sham lakehanim, because since kehanim cannot eat them there, so there's no prohibition for a non-kohen either. V'chein im acholam bo'azara koydim zirikan, so also if he ate him inside the courtyard before the blood was sprinkled, loike mishomeichel koydim zirika, he receives malchus for the prohibition of eating it before the blood was sprinkled, devad, only for that. Loi mishum zaris, but not because he was not a kohen, because since a kohen couldn't eat it, it's not fitting for a kohen to eat, so the prohibition of a non-kohen eating it doesn't apply. Halochetez, zarj, in other words, when is there a prohibition specifically for a non-Kohen to eat it? Only when and where a Kohen could eat it. But if a Kohen couldn't eat it either, so he has the same prohibition as the Kohen, but he does not have a prohibition, especially because he's a non-Kohen. Halochetez, zor shochol kezayis mechatas ha'oif loy kishtayim. If a non-Kohen ate a kezayis of a chatas ha'oif, of a bird that was brought as a sin offering, he receives malchus twice for two prohibitions. Achas mishum zar shochel asakodesh. One prohibition is because of a non-kohen who ate the most holy sacrifices. The achas mishum meichel nevela, and one prohibition for eating nevela, because shakol melika nevela he, because all melika is nevela. The sacrifice that brought when a bird is brought as a sacrifice, we don't perform shechita, as we learned in a previous chapter. We perform melika. The neck is cut by a fingernail from behind, and so this is not kosher. It's nevela, and it's prohibited because of nevela. Ukishahutra, when the Torah specifically permitted it in the case of the sacrifices of a bird, lakehanim hutra, the Torah permitted it specifically to kehanim, but not to non-kehanim, leilazarim, not to people who are not kehanim. And why does he receive both malchus? We learned that the rule is ein isa neifel al isad, ein isa chol al isad, you do not receive for one act malchus for two prohibitions. We learned in Hilchus Maicholas Asuras that this is an exception. Harehem shnei masurim haboyim ki echod. These are two prohibitions which come at once. K'moshe b'yarno, as we already learned the details of this in Hilchus Maicholas Asuras. And also in Hilchus Yisurei Bia we learn this, and we will learn it in Hilchus Yisurei Bia we learn the details of Shnei Yisurim Haboim Ki Yechod. Since at the time that the Malika was performed, it caused it to be prohibited because of Chatos, and at the time the Malika was performed, this prohibition of Nevela came upon it. So the two prohibitions, wasn't one prohibition coming subsequently to another, but the two prohibitions arrived at the time of the Malika, and therefore the two prohibitions are in effect at the same time, Shnei Isurim HaBoim Ki Echod, and therefore he receives Malchus for both.